that Verizon phone you're probably carrying could soon become a lot less British.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. There is a simmering deal in the telecom industry that could soon remove a British accent from U.S. phones. Vodafone of Britain owns a chunk of Verizon Wireless, and Verizon of New Jersey would like it back, but would have to pay big money to get it. From the Marketplace European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
Verizon has been chafing to buy Vodafone's 45% stake for years. The US company wants the freedom to run its business without deferring to a large secondary partner. Price has been the problem in the past. Verizon wants to pay around $100 billion. Vodafone wants much more. But suddenly, the two sides may have good reasons to do a deal. Verizon wants to borrow the money it will need for the purchase now, before interest rates rise further. And for its part, Vodafone may be worried about the long-term value of its stake in America's cell phone market. Chris Green is an analyst with the Davies Murphy Group.
There continues to be some uncertainty over the future of mobile phone network revenues in the US as increasing competition and increased consolidation continue in the marketplace.
That competition's already taking its toll. Verizon's share price has fallen 14% since April. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And you can hit the numbers music right now. In London, shares in aforementioned Vodafone are up 7.8%. The FT 100 index in London is up 0.5%. In Germany, the unemployment rate rose unexpectedly in August, yet the DAX index is up 0.1%. The Dow rose 48 points yesterday, and U.S. stock index futures are up this morning so far. The price of oil dipped today to $109 a barrel and change amid signs military action against Syria might be delayed amid questions in the U.S. Congress and the British Parliament. Rich in antioxidants, low-fat, all-natural, shoppers are seeing more and more health-conscious food labels. One brand trying to ride the wave is Campbell Soup Company, which reports its profits and losses later today. But a green heart check label on its soup cans is now the subject of a class-action lawsuit. Rowan Moore Garrity has the story.
Aurora De Ines and her husband are looking over labels in the soup aisle at the Super A grocery store.
Yeah, we do try to buy the product that has less sodium.
De Ines always reads the nutrition facts on the back of prepared foods. Even so,
if it says it's healthy, let's catch the eye, you know.
Brands like Progresso and Campbell's have special labeling that's backed by the American Heart Association. But even those soups don't pass the Heart Association's standards for low-sodium foods. The lawsuit alleges that misleads consumers.
Consumers expect when you see a heart-healthy label that it's something they can trust is better for them.
Bob Golden is a food industry analyst with Technomic.
The word healthy, natural, I do think they're overused, and they mean different things to different people.
Golden says the key is to make sure consumers don't see nutrition claims as marketing slogans, and that heart-healthy means what it says. I'm Rowan Moore Garrity for Marketplace.
I hesitate to sound like what my grandmother would have called a nudge, but how's it going with your retirement savings, dare I ask? Statistics show that too many people won't have nearly enough, and it's something the slow economic recovery in the United States is not fixing on its own. Marketplace's economics guy, Chris Farrell, has been looking into this. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
First of all, how big is the problem?
I think the problem is huge. Here's a really disturbing number. Only 42% of private sector workers between the ages 25 and 64 have any pension coverage in their current job. And to me, that spells worry.
The idea is we're supposed to be more organized, somehow figure out a way to save for ourselves. But many people are just not in that position. Others are just not that disciplined.
That's right. And you know, we've created tax incentives to get people to participate in their 401k. We've reduced the number of options in a 401k, realizing that too much choice was overwhelming. We have automatic enrollments, which can make a huge difference. Despite all of this, we still don't have enough people saving enough money for their retirement. So what I want to raise with you, David, is the use of a toxic word in Washington, D.C., mandatory savings.
Making people save. They've tried this elsewhere, haven't they, overseas?
Places like Australia, which has a mandatory savings plan. Britain has a brand new retirement savings plan that's focused on moderate income workers. Israel.
What kind of percentages are we talking about? You mentioned Australia.
Okay, so an employer has to set aside 9% of an employee's earnings, and that's on its way up to 12%. And then employees can put voluntarily more into the mandatory retirement savings plan if they like, and it's averaging about 3%, David.
Yet you point out that M word, mandatory, can be toxic in our national capital.
It is toxic in our national capital, but the policy elite is starting to talk about mandatory savings, that we push the limits of the system that we have. And so you have Social Security. Maybe we put an IRA system above that or a 401k system above that. I mean, there's lots of ways that we can do it. So you don't like the term mandatory, you got to come up with something better. The existing system is not working.
Chris Farrell, economics maven of Marketplace. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, David.
And it's been revealed that an outspoken supporter of arming school teachers accidentally shot a teacher. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the incident involved a rubber bullet during an organized firearms demonstration in Arkansas. There was apparently no permanent damage to the teacher. It happened in December, but not revealed at the time for some reason. The drill in Arkansas had followed the Connecticut school shooting. Arkansas State Senator Jeremy Hutchinson reportedly still supports giving schools the right to decide how to keep their students and staff safe, including the possibility of firearms for teachers. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.